going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neph?
Neo. I'm sorry. My bad.
That was 30 minutes ago. Move on.
You ain't got to tell him how long ago it was. Neo. Anyway, this right here is... This right, and I can too. This right here is the gift. The gift. You know, sometimes you got to mail people, you know, how you feeling. You know what I'm saying? So I mail somebody. Yeah, I mail like- somebody my draws. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes
what?
You got to mail. Hey, listen. Listen, Linda.
Y'all really need to make a surprise tone out your voice.
I know, right? He keeps surprising
Stop letting
me.
It surprise you.
So I'm the only one on here that mailed some draws before.
Yes.
I'm the only
yes.
one.
Yes.
Only
we can
one.
Say confidently, yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm the only one that mailed some draws. A couple days ago, I'm the only one that Magic said they private part. You know what? I'm the onlyest one that done stuff on this show. Y'all need to get more involved with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
On this show, you have got everybody top at the stupidest person on this show. So, yes, you've out-dummied all of us.
Hey, listen, man. Listen. When we get off work today, go in your room, get a pair of drawers, and mail them to somebody. Do it.
Don't comment, Junior.
Yeah. Man, it's hard being by yourself.
It really being is. Stupid. By yourself. It's a full-time job, baby.
All right, let's go. This right here is the gift. The gift. We're going to mail these draws. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Bree.
This is Bree.
Hey, Bree, how you doing? Listen, we've never met. I wanted to reach out to you, though. Did you get a package that I sent to you last week?
A package? Who is this?
My name is Jason, and I sent you a package.
Jason, do I know you? Who are you?
Say again now?
How do I know you?
You don't know me. I'm just, you know, like, I guess you could say I'm like a secret admirer, and I've been admiring you for quite some time. And, you know, I sent you a little something, and, you know, I didn't know if you got it or not, if I had the right address, but I wanted to know if you had gotten it. So, you know, this is like my first time reaching out to you.
You sent that package to my house?
Yeah, I mean, you got a pair of my underwear with the rose petals all in it.
You sent, you're the sent drawers to my house. Who the are you? And how do you know me?
I've been admiring you for a long time. I mean, I see you at your job. I see you at your house. You know, at the grocery market when I see you.
So what, you stalker? Do I know you? Where do I know you from?
You don't know me. You know, you don't know me at all. But you know,
Wait a minute. You didn't send some drawers to my house. Got my husband.
Oh, okay. I mean, hey, no disrespect, Bree. I ain't know you had a husband.
Hell, you know? If you've been watching me, stalking me at my job in my house, you ought to know that.
Hey, I apologize on that, but you did get it.
I want an apology. Yeah, I got him.
Okay, I mean, what did you think about the gesture, though? I mean,
let me explain something to you. My husband got that package with my name on it, and I've been for the last week going through hell. This checking my Facebook, all of my emails, going through my call history on my phone. He wake my up in the middle of the night talking about this. And you gonna ask me about? Are you crazy?
No, I was just admiring you. I thought, you know, sending a pair of my underwear
with some drawers to my house.
I don't even know you like that.
I don't even know you like that.
I mean, I know. But I, you know, that was my way of like showing you that I admire you, that I'm into you. You know, that was just that.
That's some sick. I don't need no more drawers. Especially no strange draws. I got draws at the house. I got two sons, a husband. I wash draws every week. I don't need no more draws. You don't do no like that. Upset my whole household, have me in divorce court behind some draws. What I want to know is how the hell do you know me? How did you get my address, where I work, where I buy? How do you know me? My phone number, all this. How the do you know me? I don't get that. Where did you get my from? I tell you what, call this number back when my husband get home. He can get your drawers back. You come meet him in the morning. I have him there. Come by my job.
I'm not trying to have no altercations with nobody. I'm not trying to have all of that.
You explain this to him and get this off my because I've had enough of this drawers at my door.
Okay, let me ask you this here. Will you send me some of yours?
No, you didn't. Are you not listening to me? Hell no, you can't have none of my drawers. Why don't you ask my husband for them when he see you in the morning? Why don't you ask him for some of my drawers?
I thought it would be, you know, like a sign of something intimate, something from me, you know, kind of like a token of where I wanted the relationship to go. I don't even know you.
You got my in divorce court behind some drawers, and I don't even know you. Who the f*** are you? Who are you? How do you know so much about me? Where did you get my address from? How do you know where I work? How you get my f***ing phone? Who the f*** are you?
If
you
got like all this information, it
seems like you didn't know that f***ing husband. Matter of fact,
say what now?
Lock this number in. You can call back on this number in an hour when that f*** is home so we can get this f*** straight. So you can talk to him. Do that f*** for me.
Oh. Wait. See, I'm not looking for no altercation. If
you were looking for something and you still not understand, so obviously that's what you want, because I'm trying to explain to you, you didn't upset my whole household, got my over here nerved, and you ain't understanding that. So obviously what you are looking for is an altercation.
No, I'm not looking for it. I'm looking for some personal time with you. That's what I'm looking for.
My personal time is with my husband. What about that? Don't you understand?
I will you send me a pair of your underwear?
What?
I mean, is that asking too much? If you just send me a pair, I'll go away.
I sent you the all right. Give me your address. Yeah, tell me where to send them. Tell me where to send these drawers right now.
Are you gonna send them?
What's that? Hell yeah! Give me the address. You give me the address. As a matter of fact, I hand deliver them right tonight.
See, you're trying to create an altercation. Why not just give you a P.O. box? Because, see, you're trying to create an altercation.
No, give me your address. You got mine. You got my address. Let me send you something to your address.
No, that's all right. Look, you know what? Can I say one more thing to you?
No, you know what? I don't want to. What the do you have to say to me?
Can I say one more thing to you, please?
What do you want?
I just want to tell you who I am. Can I tell you who I am?
You know it told me who you are. I want to know how the you know me. Where you get my from?
Listen to me real closely.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister.
Oh,
hello?
What? Oh, I'm a
hello?
What the? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get her. Oh, my God.
Hey, look, we started this over a week and a half ago. We sent
you don't
the
have to tell me.
Out.
I've been going through hell for a week behind
hey,
you.
Look, she told me.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Bree, tell your man to simmer down. It was all a prank phone call, baby.
Oh, my. He is not going to believe this. Oh, my goodness. He is not going to believe it.
Tell me this, Bree. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Draws and all.
Draws and all. Oh, my goodness.
That is. Put some draws on. Put some draws on it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.